Let's start with prayer. Our God and Father, we're here this Sunday morning, Lord. And as we always say, Lord, we're here to worship you. But we don't want to just say it. We want to really do it. We just thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to come before you. Lord, as we get ready to read from your word, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit and just minister to us. Lord, you gave us a beautiful day for this, and we're on our knees before you, Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to do a little bit more reading than I usually do. And I want to read out of Jonah. And we'll just start in chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Now, if you look at that and think about it a little bit, it sounds real familiar. You know, God asks us to do something, and a lot of times we don't want to do it. So, well, what's the easiest thing to do? We just kind of head off. God can't find me over here. I'll just head over that way. Doesn't work very good because he's there too, but in our little mind, that seems to be what we like to do. Well, let's go on. It says, "Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went down and said, 'How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, that we will not perish.' Then the sailors said to each other, 'Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity.' They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, 'Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What's your country? From what people are you?' He answered, 'I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.' This terrified them, and they asked, 'What have you done?' They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so." Now, when you read that and you look at it, the one thing that really sticks out to me every time I read this is, you know, Jonah was running away from God, but it was affecting a whole bunch of other people. It wasn't just affecting him. I mean, that's one thing if you're going to run away from God. But this was affecting a whole ship full of people. And in other words, our actions have consequences. And our actions don't just have consequences for us. They have consequences for other people too. So let's read a little bit more. It says, "The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, 'What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?' He said, 'Pick me up and throw me into the sea,' he replied, 'and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you.'" So Jonah, at least he's willing to own up to it. And he says, "I mean, it's my fault, and I don't like the consequences. Excuse me. I don't like the consequences, but if you throw me overboard, you guys would be good. You know, I'll take the consequences that I got coming to me." But let's read the next verse. "Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before." Doesn't it sound just like people? Hey, let's not do the right thing. We don't really want to throw this person overboard. Let's just try to fix it ourselves. You know, well, instead of letting God fix it, we're going to try to fix this. But as you can see, it wasn't working real good because things got even tougher at that point. So finally, in verse 14, it says, they cried out to the Lord, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, Lord, have done as you pleased. Again, Jonah's actions have serious consequences. I mean, they got to throw him into the sea because he didn't do what God wanted him to do. And these guys are like, man, the God that can bring this storm on us and do all that, if we do the wrong thing, we're in trouble. So, I mean, they're terrified. I mean, that scares them to death. And understandably so. I mean, that is something to think about unless God just speaks it to you. And he doesn't very often speak clear like that, to me at least. I mean, I'm going to throw this person into the water. I think not, probably. But that's what they have to do. And it says, then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. Now, what does that tell us? Well, it tells me, if you're running from God, your actions have consequences. And what's the best thing for the people to do? Separate themselves from you. I don't want none of his trouble. I'm getting away from him. That's terrible. But when you obviously know somebody ain't living the way they're living, they're going to bring something negative on you, whether you want them to or not. Best thing to do is not hang around them. I mean, there's people that claim to be Christians that think they can just live any way they want to. And, you know, there's some of them that are Christians and live any way they want to. And God's telling them, whoa, dude, you need to come back to me. You need to do this. You need to do that. And they don't do it. And stuff happens. And you're hanging around them. So it kind of brushes off on you. And even so, you're not doing nothing wrong. You're still putting up with the mess that they created. So sometimes it's better just not to hang around those people. Verse 16, it says, at this, the men greatly feared the Lord. They offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But as always, I mean, God had plans. There was a plan in all this. He uses all things for good, and he uses all things in his favor as he needs to. It says, now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And we're not here to discuss whether that really can happen or not. Now, I believe a God that can create this could also do that. I have no doubt in my mind. Does it fit the biology books or does it fit everything we know? No, it doesn't. But if you can create the world and all of us, you can sure have somebody live in the belly of a fish for 3 days. And, you know, people say, well, the whale's not big enough. Well, nobody said it was a whale. They just said it was a big fish. People added the whale part. So, but he's in the belly of the fish. And let's read. We got just a handful more verses. It says, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help. And you listen to my cry. That is the awesome thing about the God we serve. It doesn't matter how far or what you do. You can call on him. And when you call on him, he will listen. I mean, this is totally all. He doesn't turn his back on you. You know, when we get mad at people, a lot of times we won't talk to them. You know, I see people that are mad at somebody for years. And, you know, 5 years later, I ain't talking to that person. I remember what they did to me. Good thing God's not like that because we'd be in trouble. But let's read a couple more verses. It says, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Well, remember I said a minute ago we ought to not hang around people that don't follow the way they're supposed to? At the same time, those people turn around and then end up doing what they are supposed to. Help them. Help them get there if they need help. And in this case, you know, God took care of it. He got Jonah to change his mind, obviously. And Jonah figured out, he says, you know what, I better do what God wants me to do. And if we had the time to read further on, you know, he ends up going to Nineveh, and all those people there repent. I mean, the harvest is awesome. And just think about it, that one person not doing what he was supposed to, all those people could have perished possibly. Now, I do think God probably would have raised somebody else up and sent him there, but we don't know that. We just know that Jonah was supposed to go there and preach to them, and him going there preaching to them made those people change their mind about the way they were living. So you never know how God can use people. So what's the whole point of my message this morning? Well, the whole point is, if you're running from God and not doing what he wants you to do, you're affecting other people's lives. And not necessarily in a positive way. You could be affecting it in a very negative way. So you need to listen to what God wants you to do. And if you're hanging around people that just absolutely think they can live any way they want to as Christians and not do what God wants, unless you're there to bring them back, it's not a really good idea to hang out with them either, because all that's going to do is bring you down. And then we got to remember that people that just because they ran from God and when they change their mind, God takes them back. And so we also need to do the same thing. And with that, I'd like to close. Our God and Father, we just thank you so much for your message this morning. Lord, so many of us run from you, and we mess up other people's lives doing it. And Lord, we're sorry if we have done that in the past. And Lord, I ask that you would draw us back, any of us. It can be any of us, not just people that are in the world. I mean, there's Christians that do that all the time. We just ask that you draw them back. Give them the direction that you want them to go and have them listen to you. We just thank you so much. Father, we just thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for a country where we can worship without being persecuted. It's getting tougher and tougher. All you got to do is hear the news. You know, they're trying to take away the rights, but with your help, we won't let them. So we just thank you again for allowing us to be here in the open and just ministering your word. Lord, as we get ready to go race, we ask for protection. Keep us safe. Keep everyone on the track, off the track, safe, coming and going, Lord. And also, I want to do just a special prayer request that I'm bringing up for Josh Mast. 2 weeks ago, Josh Mast got paralyzed up at Kingsville. This is a dangerous sport, and that could happen to any one of us going out there. We do crazy stuff, and crazy things happen. But, Lord, we still believe that you're the ultimate healer. You're the guy that can heal. You're the guy, when the doctors say it won't work, that doesn't mean anything, because you're the ultimate physician. So we put Josh in your hands. We ask that you would use us to draw him close to you, and, Lord, we ask that you would just heal him back to 100%. We thank you ever so much. We thank you now, in Jesus' name, amen.